This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that maintaining economic and trade stability, ensuring energy security, protecting the interest of citizens and strengthening industry and supply chains remain government's top priorities amid the evolving situation in West Asia. Mr. Modi stated this while chairing a high-level meeting virtually with chief ministers and lieutenant governors of states and union territories last evening to review country's preparedness in light of the ongoing West Asia conflict and its potential impact on India. During the meeting, the Prime Minister stressed the need for vigilance, advanced planning and seamless coordination between the centre and states. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that by working together as Team India, the country would successfully navigate the emerging challenges. He noted that the situation remains dynamic and requires constant monitoring and swift adaptive responses. Mr. Modi also urged the states to ensure the smooth functioning of supply chains and to take strict measures against hoarding and profiteering. He also stressed the importance of advanced planning in agriculture sector, especially ensuring adequate fertilizer availability ahead of the Kharif season. Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate Phase 1 of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Uttar Pradesh today. The airport has been developed at a total investment of around 11,200 crore rupees. The inauguration of this airport marks a significant milestone in India's journey towards becoming a global aviation hub. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has underscored the importance of freedom of navigation for global economic security during the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting in France yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said during the meeting, he appreciated the ongoing steps to expand cooperation along its value chain on critical minerals and discuss the threat of narco-terror linkages. He noted that the ministers discussed cross-cutting threats and sovereignty during the meeting. Earlier, the External Affairs Minister met United States State Secretary Marco Rubio and had productive talks on the sidelines of the meeting. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the objective of the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, is to remove the names of infiltrators who have been included in electoral rolls on the basis of fake documents. Speaking at the private media summit in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said the exercise aims to ensure the integrity and accuracy of voter lists. He said the SIR process has been carried out in several states, including Tamil Nadu and Kerala, without major concerns being raised. He noted that objections have primarily come from West Bengal, while other states have seen smooth implementation of the exercise. Referring to governance in Assam, Mr. Shah said, the government has ensured peace and stability in the state over the past few years. In the wake of recent incidents of violence and unrest across several parts of the state of West Bengal, the Election Commission has intensified its monitoring of the police administration. Strict directives have been issued for officers at every level, from subdivisional police officers to officer in charge. According to instructions from the Chief Electoral Officer's office, all non-bailable arrest warrants are to be executed and special efforts must be undertaken to apprehend absconding accused persons. In West Bengal, voting will be conducted in two phases on 23rd and 29th of April. Notification for the first phase of assembly polls in the state will be issued on Monday. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan met Maharashtra Agriculture Minister Dattatreya Vithoba Bharne in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Chauhan reaffirmed the centre's commitment to supporting farmers and strengthening agricultural infrastructure. Taking note of crop damage caused by unseasonal rains in coastal regions, Mr. Chauhan directed officials to ensure that affected farmers receive maximum benefits under the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana. And the 19th edition of the Indian Premier League is set to kick off at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening, with defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru taking on Sunrisers Hyderabad. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time, marking the start of the two-month-long tournament that will run until 31st of May. And that is the end of this news bulletin.